This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's members of Congress were listening as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky asked the U.S. for more support. Republican Representative Ken Buck says there is still a lot the U.S. can do.
I think there are other things that we should look at. If we can supply more anti-aircraft weapons, I think we should do that as long as they're operated by Ukrainians.
Democrat Diana DeGette said Russia's destruction of Ukraine has been devastating.
I think that the U.S. and our allies in NATO need to give as much anti-aircraft weaponry to Ukraine that we can and bolster them up with humanitarian aid and every other kind of aid.
Democrat Jason Crow also voiced his support to send more defensive weapons and artillery to help Ukraine. Republican Representative Doug Lamborn says he'd like to see Ukraine get fighter jets from Poland, a plan that's been rejected by the White House. Another delay in the next court hearing for the suspect in the shooting last year at a King Soopers in Boulder. The 22-year-old man is currently considered mentally incompetent to face charges for the shooting that killed 10 people. The judge in the case says the man will be restored to competency and with medication, he'll be able to stand trial. The anniversary of the shooting is next week. Colorado's health department says it will now start updating hospital data weekly instead of every day. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
An amendment on a public health order changed hospital reporting requirements. The online hospital data dashboard and its various metrics will now be updated weekly on Wednesdays, starting this week. The health department says the change will still provide sufficient data to track key trends at this point of the COVID-19 response. The dashboard will still show hospitalizations, vaccination status, and bed availability, but not ventilator use and discharge data. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
There's more snow today for Denver and in the mountains. Grand Junction mostly sunny, and it should clear up across the state for Friday and the weekend. Metro highs today close to 40, and it will be closer to 50 around Denver tomorrow, then warmer again for Saturday. This is CPR News.